The first reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, knowledge inflates with pride, but love builds up. If anyone supposes he knows something, he does not yet know as he ought to know. But if one loves God, one is known by him. So about the eating of meat sacrificed to idols, we know that there is no idol in the world, that there is no God but one. Indeed, even though there are so-called gods in heaven and on earth, there are, to be sure, many gods and many lords. Yet for us, there is one God, the Father, from whom all things are and from whom we exist, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things are, through whom we exist. But not all have this knowledge. There are some who have been so used to idolatry up until now that when they eat meat sacrificed to idols, their conscience, which is weak, is defiled. Thus, through your knowledge, the weak person is brought to destruction, the brother for whom Christ died. When you sit in this way against your brothers and wound their consciences, weak as they are, you are sinning against Christ. Therefore, if food causes my brother to sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I may not cause my brother to sin. The word of the Lord. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. O Lord, you have probed me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. My journeys and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Truly you have formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Probe me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if my way is crooked and lead me in the way of old. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that for you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect payment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back that same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be called children of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and the gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. And so I hate the Gospel today, huh? You know, it's one of those things that we should be put up in our mirrors and we should look at and read every day because, you know, we focus on so many different things, but this is rarely you hear what Christians focus, especially the angry Christians or the judgmental Christians or the Catholics who are more Catholic than everybody else. You know, judge not, love your enemies, do good to those who persecute you, lend without expectation of return. God is good to the wicked, really? and we want them dead or whatever. But this is one of those things. And then it goes back to the first reading. In the first reading, Paul talks about those who are impressed with themselves and their knowledge, and yet they hurt other people and they cause other people to sin. He says, if that's the case, if eating meat causes people to sin, I won't ever eat meat again. Then again, Paul is so concerned about other Christians that he is willing to do anything not to lead them into sin, which their sin is, their judgment's wrong. He says, don't be filled up with yourself and your knowledge. And we got to make sure that that's us. And then when Jesus looks at us today and he says, I want you to love your enemies, and he says it twice. And we go, huh? And then we justify how we can love our enemies and how all that stuff. Let's spend time with this gospel today. I encourage you, go home. Just don't listen to it for this second. Don't just listen to it while you're watching me. Sit with it. Before you sit with it, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal its truth to you. And then read it again and again and again till God touches your heart with what he wants you and I to know. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.